Good evening, all. We have a quick mitzvah tonight, mitzvah Yotes, the 19th mitzvah of the Torah, and that is the mitzvah Shelo Le'achol Chametz HaPesach. You cannot eat chametz on Pesach. Now, if you remember, we saw a mitzvah that was similar to this, and that was dealing with chametz dika mixtures. But what about chametz itself? So we know that there's a pasuk Vayomer Moshe El Ha'am, Zachor Asayom Hazeh, Asher Yitzitzim Mitzrayim, Mibes Avadim. Moshe tells the Jewish people, you have to remember the day that you, as slaves, left the house of bondage, Ki Bechozak Yad Hosi Hashem Eschem Mizeh, that God took you out of Egypt, He took you out of bondage. And therefore, you should not eat chametz as a reminder of that. So the mitzvah shelo le'achol chametz b'pesach, you should not eat chametz on Pesach. Why? Shenemar, as it says, v'lo ye'echel chametz, that you should not eat chametz. Mishar shei mitzvah zo, the underlying purpose, the root of this mitzvah, mashakasavnu b'shar mitzvot haPesach, is the same as we said with all the mitzvot of Pesach. That is, we're supposed to remember the miracles of that God did for us when we left Egypt, when He took us out of Egypt. Dini haMitzvah, the laws of this mitzvah, kigon mahim hadvarim shne'asar behen chametz. For example, specifically, what are those things that are going to be forbidden because they are chametz? V'him chamisha minei dagan, and that is the five species of grain, right? Wheat, barley, spelt, oat, and rye are the five species. V'din halash osan, and the law that would apply if a person decides to knead flour made from this grain, he may have perished, and he does it with fruit juice instead of like a regular water. So what the halacha would be there in terms of this becoming chametz? But then lasisa, and also the law regarding soaking the grain before you process the flour in water. So you do that before you want to make matzah, how that works exactly, if that's permissible, and what all the ramifications of that are. V'tavshel shenimsa bo chametz, let's say you have a cooked dish that you find on Pesach, and what do you know, there is some chametz in it, what's going to be then? V'din kilim shenish when you have vessels, dishes that were used for chametz, with chametz, bechamen or besonin, whether it was cold or hot, v'yeser prate, and all the other laws, all that can be found mevorim bepsachim and beseches psachim, as we've seen before. And finally, v'noheges b'chum akum v'chol zman, that supplies in all places and in all times, v'zachar v'menkevos, to men and to women, v'over aleh, and a person who transgresses this commandment, he decides he's going to eat chametz on Pesach, v'ochal kezayas chametz v'pesach, he eats the kezayas specifically, b'mezid, if he does it purposefully, chayev karis, is going to be chayev karis, he will be cut off, b'shogig chayev chatas kavu. And if he violates it accidentally, then he will be obligated to bring a korban chatas. Now, the chinuch uses a bit of a weird word. He says a chatas kavua, a set, a fixed chatas. So what in the world does that mean? Usually he just says chatas. So it seems like what the basic understanding is that what he means is that this is the standard korban chatas that a person would bring. Why is it called the kavua chatas? Because this korban chatas that a person would bring does not change whether a person is rich or poor. Whether you are wealthy or you are poor, you bring the same carbon chatas in this situation. So therefore, it's called a set one, whereas there are variable korban chatas sacrifices that if you are rich, then you will bring one. If you are poor, then you'll bring something else. But over here, again, you bring the same one whether you are wealthy or poor. That brings us to the end of Mitzvah 19. God willing, tomorrow we will continue with, next week we'll continue with Mitzvah Chaf, that you cannot find any chametz, you should not see any chametz in your house. But for now, we will stop right here.